Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Hey, everybody, we are here for Berg Vivant, and we are here to talk about Off the Wall's production, or a production at Off the Wall Theater called
Straightening Combs.
Yes. I don't know why my mind went blank right there. And this show had Kim Eel, who was a guest here on Berg Vivant, and also a young girl named Nia Washington, and it was directed by
Linda Haston.
World's biggest Linda Haston fan right here.
Can't help it.
Yeah, she's really great. But let's talk about Off the Wall for a little bit.
Well, I'd be happy to because I love that little theater.
Me too. I want everybody to go there.
It's so intimate. It's so cozy. Everything's
so
new.
No, not a bad seat.
Sparkling. The wall is lined with actors who have performed there.
Past performances.
And it's just really my idea of a theater. And the things that they choose to do, as we talked with the owner last night, Hans
edgy.
Bruner, he said he likes edgy theater.
Virginia. Ginny Grunert, artistic director, picked some way out there stuff. This really wasn't an off-the-wall production. It was a production at Off the Wall.
Right.
It is one of their repertory pieces.
And that's interesting, too. That's a new concept. They're starting new for their theater, not a new concept.
Right.
But this is one of the first of their rep productions, which means it was produced this weekend, and it'll be produced for a weekend in April. And then another weekend in August. So
that's great.
It is great because people that missed it this time will have a chance in April and in August to see it. And it was such a moving and honest and, as we said last night, courageous performance because this was autobiographical and Kim wrote it.
Oh, yes.
You didn't mention that she did write it.
Yes, written and performed by Kim.
And it was authentic and raw. There were times that she was the one part that she was playing her husband and he spoke to her and the abuse that she endured. I really felt it in the depths of my stomach. It was so upsetting
it's a tough moment. But there are so many great fun moments.
Oh,
in the
show.
See, it's mostly a one-woman show. With Nia Washington, I would call it. It is really Kim's performance. I mean, Nia did a great job
playing young Kim.
Playing young Kim. But it is really Kim's show. It really is Kim Eel's show. It's about her life. And there are some really funny moments. There are some really tragic moments. But it's a great night out.
And the thing that I liked so much about it was that we watched as we went through her entire life and the major points in her life that were so traumatic and memorable for her, fighting depression, fighting abuse, and she overcame all of it. And now she is a wonderful poet, playwright, actor, teacher, and it ended on such a wonderful note.
Yes.
Because she has made such a success of her life, and she has overcome so much and done it beautifully. She has a wonderful daughter who has a beautiful family and just lots of success and moving forward. And that's really what I liked about the whole thing is that it had such a wonderful ending. And it's not wonderful. Over.
She's, no. She's no. Continuing. She's still alive and still doing it.
And the poetry in that play that she wrote herself was just beautiful.
My I favorite loved it. Part. There are several, I have several favorite parts. But the lyricism of her poetry, I wanted more poetry. She the poetry was great. And she plays a couple comedic characters, her grandmother, a woman of the evening that works down the street. Really fun. Really yes. fun bits. So it's not all like, this is my horrible life and this is how I overcame it. It's, no. This is my life and what I'm doing with it.
And some of the parts, when she moved to the projects after her father left the family, mm-hmm. and how she had this negative view of what it would be like, and how she said she made so many good friends, she had a lot of fun there, there were lots of good people there, and she even, no matter what the situation was, it seems like she did her best to overcome it, step above, right. take the high road. And right now, looking at her face when she performed and she was going through some of these tough times on the stage, you could see the stress in her face. And then after the show, when we talked to her, smiling and beautiful. And she looked beautiful. Yeah. She radiant, looked like a completely different person.
Radiant performer.
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent job. I would have to say that she is just, it's a fun little, it's a great slice of a person's life and what they're dealing with. And that poetry is amazing. There are some funny characters, well-worn acting ability, like that's not what I want to say. What do I want to say? This will help.
Just really authentic.
Authentic, that's the word. Authentic, that's the word I wanted. Thank you for taking that word and using it.
Yes. You're so welcome.
Yes, thank you. That's the word.
Anything else I can do for you, let me know.
Okay.
But the other thing that I thought was interesting, we talked with everybody after the show.
Linda, we did.
Nia, who's 16 and goes to Kappa. Nia is adorable, a sweet young girl. But Linda Haston was telling me that
the
first time that this show was performed, Kim herself was her own director. Mm-hmm. And she did it at the Pittsburgh Playwrights. And she said, right now, this is a completely different play because Kim had a director. And
An outside... It helps to have an outside influence on anything. As a writer myself, you need to have an editor to tell you, cut this and do that, and this would be better if. And it's always good. And well, she got a great one with Linda.
Yes.
We adore Linda, though. The world's biggest Linda Haston fan right here.
Don't make me say it. Don't make me say I love Linda.
Okay.
Because I say it all the time. All right, I said it.
See, there you go.
I wanted to point that out only because if people had seen it at the Playwrights, they might want to take another look at it because it's a completely different play.
You just mentioned my only gripe. My only gripe is I wanted more people to see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an audience.
Right.
But I would have really liked a bigger audience for that. We should have been busting the seams. People should have been turned away at the door.
And I felt that it was really an important work.
An important work, yes.
I really did.
Yeah. So.
And I'm happy that I saw it.
Well, there you go. What's better than that? Everybody, that was Straightening Combs with Kim L. and Nia Washington, directed by Linda Haston. Down at Off the Wall Theater in Carnegie.
And coming again in April and coming again in August.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.